This was an expedition boat, and many of the people on board were doing bird watching.
Turns out a bird watching tour may be the source of this hantavirus outbreak. According to the Associated Press, two Argentine officials investigating how this started said their government is leaning toward the idea that a Dutch couple contracted the virus while bird watching in the city of Ushuaia, Argentina, before boarding the ship. The AP reports the couple visited a landfill during the tour and may have been exposed to infected rodents. That 70-year-old Dutch man was the first to die on the ship, days after they left port in Argentina. His 69-year-old wife died about 2 weeks later. The rest of the people on board, including nearly 150 passengers, are now on a 3 to 4 day journey from Cape Verde to Tenerife in the Canary Islands. Spain has agreed to receive the ship there. Upon arrival, the plan is for all passengers to be taken to a nearby airport and sent back to their home countries. The 14 Spanish citizens will be examined and go directly into quarantine at a Madrid hospital.
This is the country of Cape Verde in front of us, but it is forbidden to go down to it.
This travel vlogger on board posted on social media about the predicament they now find themselves in.
Today was supposed to be the last day of our 35-day trip on the Atlantic, but it is clear that our journey will not end here because Cape Verde refused to receive us on its coast.